If you have a teenager in your life, you've probably heard of TikTok. It's the app that lets users make short, funny videos they can set to music. In April, TikTok passed 2 billion downloads. But earlier this week, India announced it's banning the app, along with 58 other popular Chinese apps, including WeChat. The move is in retaliation for a long-standing border dispute between India and China that turned lethal late last month. For more, we're going to bring in Mike Regan, who's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
TikTok is wildly popular here in the United States. It is in India as well. So why does India want to banish it?
So the reason given was basically national security issues. India is alleging that this app and other Chinese apps that it banned can work as a spyware or malware. And specifically, they warned against their armed forces from using them.
Why were the armed forces using it?
Well, I think just like any of us, you know, any other member of the public that enjoys the app, they were warning against sort of just a consumer use of it among the armed forces.
So banning TikTok may be one of India's safest options to hit back at China, considering how closely their trade is linked. How much will banning the apps actually hurt China?
So the Caxin news outlet in China has reported it'll be about a $6 billion hit for the parent company. In the big scheme of things, I think you also have to look at it from the perspective of what they call technology nationalism. China obviously has ambitions to grow its technology sector internationally. And at the same time, they're putting heavy restrictions or even outright blocks on big foreign internet companies in order to nurture their own industry domestically. So I think this is a sign that it's going to be much harder for them to do that going forward, to do both of those things, sort of protect their domestic industry while try to expand their own industry internationally. I think it's going to be tough for them to do that without this sort of pushback. And I imagine a lot of other countries are following closely along with what India is doing.
We should say there's another issue here. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is a Chinese startup. Here in the U.S., there are concerns about what's happening to all the user data that TikTok is collecting. What do we know about what the company knows about us?
Well, so that's obviously the big question among any app, especially when you think about, in this case, how closely linked China's government and its companies are. The Wall Street Journal actually reported on a letter from the CEO of TikTok that was sent to officials in India. And it basically said that Chinese authorities have never requested the data from Indian users. And even if they had, the company said it wouldn't comply. He also pointed out that the Indian user data is located on servers in Singapore, and they plan to build a new data center in India. But obviously, that use and who has access to that user data is a big issue for all app developers around the world. And the scrutiny on China, I think, is especially high because of the links between the government and the technology industry there.
And just very briefly, given the state of difficult relations between the U.S. and China, what would it take for the U.S. to ban TikTok here?
You know, I think politically it's difficult to do compared to, say, the ban of Huawei, a telecom equipment supplier that the U.S. has done, simply for how popular TikTok is. But it's also a never-say-never type of environment right now.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Many thanks and happy 4th of July.
You too. Thank you, Lisa.